This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome to Dynamic Banter, starring Fikal Malzone and Day Zaragoza.
Steve, I just want you to do one thing real quick, and that's shut your mouth right up top while I tell you about our sponsor this week, StoryBlocks, one of our many great sponsors. This one's StoryBlocks. Steve, I know you create things, and sometimes making your thing the most perfect thing is just a little tweak away, and you know where you can find that tweak? Without fail. Do you know where you can find that little tweet?
Where can you find it, Mike?
Storyblocks.com. I'm going to spell it out for you. StoryBlocks.com/banter. You know what I'm giving you right now?
What's
that? Shut up, Steve. I'm giving you a free trial. I'm talking about downloading anything from 400,000 images and unlocking discounts on many more. Do you know what I'm talking about right now, Steve? I'm talking about StoryBlocks.
Well, I'm not quite sure.
Shut up, Steve. Get high-quality stock images for a fraction of the cost with StoryBlocks. Download stock images, as many as your heart desires, from the member library, including over 400,000 stunning photos, vectors, textures, and icons. Can I tell you something else real quick, Steve?
I would
please
love it.
Please stop talking during the ad read. Plus, save on millions of additional marketplace items where the artist, are you listening, Steve?
Nah.
Thank you so much. Take home 100% of the sales price. You're an artist. You're paying another artist to be an artist. This is basically heaven as a website. All content is royalty-free, so you can use it in your commercial projects, your personal projects. You can make money using this stuff, okay? New items are added on the regular, so there's always something new and fresh to check out. So it's your job now to go to storyblocks.com/banter to try it free for 3 days. Treat our sponsors good. Treat our sponsors right. They like this show. They might have listened to this show once, and you love it. That's StoryBlocks, StoryBlocks.com/banter.
Comes
out. Shut up, Steve. Banter to download anything from 400,000 images and unlock discounts on many more. Thank you for your sponsorship, StoryBlocks.
Hey guys, Michael, thank you for that wonderful ad read.
I'm gonna be quiet for the rest of the show.
You spent it. Guys, I'm so excited because you've requested this quite a lot. And Mike and I have wanted it quite a lot.
Yeah.
Subconsciously, we've wanted this since the very beginning.
It is sounding a little like that.
Today I have some new toys.
Wait a minute.
And we have a special guest. Candice Corazon Salvajes is here.
Hi.
Carlos, what have you been doing? Candice, I am so happy to have you. No, seriously. Let's not do any bits right now.
No bits.
Let's not do any bits. Candice, seriously?
No.
Super stoked to have you. Really.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for taking the time.
I think you sounded really perverted when you're...
Why?
You're like, oh my God, Mike and I wanted this for so long.
What? It's not like we're all fucking right now. This is a podcast.
I mean, you know.
I'm out.
This is a podcast.
How about you call me after the mid-roll sponsorship?
Already off to a bad start.
Why don't you just go home.
I want to quit.
Hold on. Why don't you get the gutter out of your mind and tell us a little bit about... what you've been up to, Candice, because no one's seen you do anything since SourceFed.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, as a young, beautiful woman, it's very hard to find work.
You get
fired from a company. They say, bye, bitch. And then you go, oh, I don't have an agent. I don't have a life. But what am I going to do? So, you know, you clean your room every day. You move. You think it'll... maybe make a change. You get a new roommate. You still have your boyfriend and you're feeling good. I forgot what I was talking about.
That was my least favorite. That was my least favorite scene from Moana.
Candace, legit though, you're a wonderful person, and I'm sorry if it sounds perverse, but I like you a lot, and I'm glad you're here.
Oh my god, I was just joking around. You guys are my two buddies.
Yeah, dude.
You know, love.
We're like two men and a little girl baby grew up.
It's not, the podcast isn't getting any less creepy, and that's what I thought was going to happen.
What if we changed this? What if this episode was called Two Men and a Little Girl Baby?
I think we should just start over.
Okay.
Well, that's not going to happen.
I'm going to read the story thing over
So then
again.
You go, Candace, wait. Hi, Candace. So what have you been up to since first? Well, I got fired, but I'm actually a famous pop star now.
Candace, we don't need to
Demi
talk
Lovato,
about this shit.
Selena Gomez. You know what, though? To be real for a second. Sometimes I watch these, like, I recently watched the Lady Gaga documentary.
What's
on
it
Netflix.
Called?
5'2", I think.
I watched that too.
Did you watch it too?
I
like Lady Gaga.
I do too. And I
watch
just...
this.
Uh-oh, will I not like her after this?
Go ahead, Candace.
She's great.
Uh-oh.
That was your feeling afterwards?
Yeah, I like her. I'm like, yeah, she's a chill girl. I thought I could have, like, okay, who did that?
Raise a hand.
Literally, who farted?
Wait.
I'm literally talking about Lady Gaga, the passion she, you know.
Wait, Mike, you don't. Mike, do you not?
It's like your tongue didn't want you to finish the sentence.
Mike, did you watch the Lady Gaga movie and you didn't think
it wasn't my most favorite thing? It helps you understand her more. You say, well, that's just you could see the person in there.
I wanted more. Mm-hmm. I felt like it didn't show. It was like,
you should just hang out with her then.
It was kind of just like hang out with her then.
Yeah.
Would you like to hang out with her? Like, what if someone was like,
I'd hang.
Like, seriously, though, like, no jokes. If someone was like, Lady Gaga is, she's in town and she's sick of her friends. She wants to spend the day with
you. Don't have to give me the whole scenario. Yeah.
I'm giving you the scenario.
Say
because
it's a Thursday.
I'm sorry. This is my podcast. I'm going to give you this scenario.
Oh, my God.
Most of our podcast is setting up the scenario.
Yeah, this
to be
is
fair.
Listen, if I just asked you questions, this podcast would be 10 minutes long.
Isn't that what we want? Dude, you are
so... Who farted?
So
let's go down to the streets and find out.
Who fucking farted?
Who done it? Who done
it? Okay, she's inside. She's inside the town for a day.
Listen, I just want to ask because...
No, please continue. I'm sorry. I'm going to get hate online.
Let's just say your friend is I suggested... Lady Gaga's a friend of a friend, mm-hmm. and I knew that you liked her a lot, mm-hmm. and you're super cool, and I know you could chill with celebs and not be a freak out. Mm-hmm. We want, like, what do you think about hanging out with Lady Gaga, like, an entire Saturday from, like, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m.?
At a Dave & Buster's.
Yeah, I think that would be good. I think I'd say, yes, yeah, let's do this. And then I think about maybe hour 6 or 7, I'd say. I kind of want to go. I would rather just, like, hang out. You know, I'd rather be doing a podcast with Mike and Steve.
Yeah, take that. Take that, Lady Gaga. Absolutely.
No, yeah, she seems cool. I feel like I didn't get to know her that well on that, though. I wanted more. I wanted more. I just want more.
How long is it? Like,
I
want to
watch her sleep. They should just say it should have just been a live stream.
I want more. How often do you snack a day?
I heard that the Conan O'Brien documentary is like that, too. The one where it's like Conan on the road or something. And people are like, you really find out Conan's true colors and...
Bad or good?
It's bad.
Oh, it's bad.
That's what I've heard.
Why would you self-produce a documentary about yourself and have it be a bad thing?
Maybe you're like, I'm fucking sick of being America's sweet boy.
Yeah, that's what I thought the whole time I was watching the Lady
Gaga
thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you think it's satire or you think it's legit?
No. I just think it's a personality.
Is she kind of a diva or she's mean to people or what was the problem?
I kind of got that sometimes, but then it would go to like something else and I would feel like very bad for her because she has a lot that she has to deal with.
I think she's amazing.
So I think it went back and forth between, and that's just like a tolerance to how much you could tolerate.
I disagree. I think she was just like, I feel like she was just like doing her work. Mm-hmm. I think she was just like in the zone. Cause I noticed like, I also watched the Demi Lovato documentary.
Yeah.
And I feel like just like a lot of times when they're like in the studio, because I feel like I get what you're saying. I feel like maybe it was when she was in the studio. Maybe.
I honestly don't remember. Yeah. I just remember the feeling.
I just feel like she's like, okay, replay it. Do it. I think she's just like in the zone maybe. But also, I get that. I feel like, you know, I mean, I don't know. Teach their own thoughts and all. God bless you.
There's no wrong. There's no wrong way to eat a Reese's. And that's,
I think that's what the Jesus most important said. Thing. Mm-hmm. That's Jesus.
What if they gave out, would you go to a church if they gave out Reese's peanut butter cups instead of the host, the communion?
Instead of the host?
I don't think so, because then I'd still have to sit through all the boring, this is how you learn how to be a good person stories about a lamb and a dog.
Right.
What if I could tell you that they told those stories in a way where they also were interested in those stories?
Like they had horns and like
loud
music and stuff? Okay, I'm there.
Yo, what if we get ordained?
And
then we just tell the scriptures, but we do it in like dynamic dance.
That's actually pretty amazing.
And it wouldn't be sacrilegious because we would be doing it for the cause.
I've got a better idea. Let's make it non-denominational and let's just write story. Let's just do audiobooks.
You are saying you got to tread lightly here because I know what you're saying.
This is what I'm going to say.
You're saying let's start a religion.
What I'm saying is let's do non-denominational and let's just make it be stories about being a good person.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Like, if it's about being a good person, then it still has the fundamentals. Because, like, I don't have a problem with the fundamentals.
Yeah. So this dynamic banter is a church, you're saying?
The church of dynamic banter. Well, we haven't been teaching any good here.
Oh, you're right. Maybe how to treat your pet.
Or if you listen to, what was it? What kind of car do you drive? We hate you if you drive a Lexus.
Oh, fancy car.
Yeah.
If you drive a fancy car, also that's a great reminder, Steve. If you drive a fancy car and you're listening to this in a fancy car right now.
I'm currently not.
And Candace isn't. And I just checked our numbers today on Alt-19 or whatever the fuck website we're on now. We're doing so good. Dynamic Banter is the place to be. We can't thank you all for listening. Unless you're listening in a fancy car, in which case, turn it off, unsubscribe. There's no room at the end.
You ever get the thing where you're just sitting and then all of a sudden...
Sometimes.
And then you're like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah, what do you think that is?
You ever get it, Candace?
Oh, my eye twitches sometimes, and then sometimes I turn my neck and then I can't move it. Yeah.
You ever get it in the leg? Like a little...
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck was that?
Sometimes in the throat.
Is it like your body giving you a little gag?
I think it's just saying...
It's your body fucking... Is your body scaring you?
He said, oh, you had too good of a day. Let me just give you a little...
Let me give you something to, let me give you a little... Yeah. Something to worry about.
Confuse you just a little bit for a little while.
Can we talk a little bit about... Candace, I'm so happy you're here.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
All right. You could have added a... There's you could have
no
coded
to.
It.
There's no need
I'm
to.
There's
happy,
no need
I'm
to
happy
be.
To be here, and I feel very good, and you know... Sorry, I don't know how to hold the podcast on my own.
We're gonna need you to take it. We're gonna need you to take it home from here.
Mike and I have to use the bathroom together. So let's
Hi,
talk. Can
this
we talk?
Is the podcast. This is Dynamic. They went to the bathroom. This is the Dynamic Show. And
what if we were like babies and we needed our friends to help us wipe up?
I don't
like
a
parent, scenario. Like your parent. Like, remember when your parents used to help you wipe up?
Which of your friends would you trust enough? I don't like how many are attached.
Which one? Oh, yeah. Do you have a friend you trust to be your wipe up pal?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I would I'd say you were Mike, probably.
No, man, I wouldn't. I'd like to relinquish those responsibilities right away.
No, I would probably just say... Fuck it. I'm going to wear a diaper all the time, and obviously nobody will be there to change me, so I'll just die in my own shit.
Hell but yeah, let's yeah. just say it's one
Rock
of
the... Rock and roll.
Hell
but
yeah,
but
hell
let's
yeah.
just say it's like... Let's just say it's like...
haunted house.
We're in a different world. We're in a different universe where it's normal. Like, you never... Like, things like your mom used to help you wipe up are still a thing when you're an adult. So who would be your wipe up pal? Your boyfriend, probably, right?
Your mom.
That feels gross to say.
But I know, but it's like, we're just in a different world.
Yeah, just my mom, I guess. I'd fly her out here.
You'd
to
still have
me.
Your mom do it?
Yeah, I'd fly her out here.
No one's going to do it better than your mom.
Yeah.
I think since Owen and I lived together, we'd have to be each other's wipe-up pals.
I'm surprised you haven't already had to wipe Owen's ass.
Did
at
I
some
ever
point.
Say I didn't?
Dude, it's like a whole crowd of people getting excited about something at once.
Okay, let's talk a little bit.
We're just not even going to reference
it. Let's talk about...
I think I could get hiccups from this.
I wouldn't try it.
I'm not trying it, but I might because I'm sucking in there to make the noise.
I don't need you to be a rebel in front of our podcast audience, okay?
No, there's none.
Okay, so let's talk about Halloween a little bit because it's coming up. And I'm a little bummed out myself because it's October 19th. And I've only watched like 2 or 3 horror movies. Mm-hmm. And I haven't watched it with people, which really bums me out. I like watching horror movies with a group of people.
Yeah. Take a sip.
Thank you, Mike. Is anybody, do you like to do that? Do you like horror movies? You don't like horror? I'm with 2 people who don't like horror movies.
I used to love the Saw movies. You ever see those?
No, fuck that.
The Saw movies are good.
I don't like.
No, they're not. That's the problem.
But they're fun, bad, good.
I don't like.
Who do you want to go first? I want to hear what Candace has to say and then I'll shit on the Saw movies.
Okay.
Okay. I don't like scary stuff. I can't do Halloween. I'll just like pee everywhere. I can't do scary movies. Like I can do like psychological thrillers, but like the bloody shit, like, oh, I gotta cut my arm off so the puppet won't eat me. It's like, okay.
Did you see it?
The hungry puppet.
I didn't see it. Fuck it. Fuck it.
From what I've heard, you probably wouldn't like that.
I don't think I would like it. And it's just like, I forgot what I was going to say.
Okay.
No, I like the Scream movies, but those aren't really horror. They're
like, weren't they supposed
they're
to
like
be?
They're like satire.
Not really.
They're like parody movies, sort of.
Not really. I mean, thinking of scary.
No,
movie.
No. Scream is like
with Marlon Wayans.
The first Scream is a take on slasher movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's still like, yeah.
It's
I
still
know.
Supposed
it's
to be.
It's a satirical
though, right?
take.
I like
on
it
because
it's not
movies.
Crazy.
It's so
it's
good.
It's not like super. I think they're all fun and I like
yeah,
those.
Agreed. Yeah. The
maybe I do like scary stuff though, and I just haven't given enough stuff a chance. But I don't like I went to Six Flags the other day and I told my friends like we have to leave before Fright Fest happens because it happens at like 7.
Yeah.
So we gotta leave before Beetlejuice comes out. Yeah, we have to leave before they release the ghouls.
We gotta leave before the guy in the Dracula cape that has the creases in it from the package.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, so are there just like ghouls like walking around? Is that the thing?
Yeah. Boys and ghouls.
Do they wait in line for like the rides and shit?
Too casual. What if there's shit? Like a Dracula sweeping?
What? I'm just gonna pick up the trash.
Look out, the boom.
They're at like they're in the bathroom and stuff. They ask you for toilet paper.
Yeah. What if you're in the bathroom and you're in there and then
and they grab your ankles?
No, that's too far. What if you're in the next stall and you just hear and you're like, holy shit, is that guy okay? And you're like,
Frankenstein need toilet paper.
You look under, it's just platform boots.
Yeah, it's those boots, but also his pants are down to his ankles.
Yeah.
I would love that. That'd be a fun horror.
That's interesting. I never thought about that before. Frankenstein has somebody else's dick.
So,
do you think like the whole
Frankenstein
lower half
is
somebody?
Frankenstein is someone else.
Yeah, but he's a bunch of other people.
But
isn't
he's
he?
Someone else.
He's really someone else, that Frankenstein.
I really think he's just like one being, and he just has different skin sewn on him from different.
Well, yeah. His brain is someone else's.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Let's talk about Halloween really quick because I really want to talk about Halloween. I want to get into the spirit. I want to talk about ghouls and goblins.
Oh my god, I'm so scared. Is Owen under the table? He's going to grab my ankles.
Owen's dressed like Owen under the table and it's terrifying.
Let's talk a little bit about, because I'm bummed because I haven't been watching horror movies, but I'm also even more bummed because I don't know what the fuck I'm going to be for Halloween.
I'll tell you where you could find your answer, storyblocks.com/banter.
I think you should be maybe a character from something you really enjoy.
Well, let's start talking about me for a second.
You should
here.
Be Richard Morty.
Let me ask you this. Are you a fan of Halloween?
No.
Candace? You don't like Halloween?
No.
So you don't like dressing up? You don't like going to a party and eating bad candy?
No, I love candy.
You just want to do it by yourself?
Yeah. Wow, this podcast is making it look real good. People are like, she already sucks and she's really boring.
And she hates Halloween. What else can we learn about?
But she loves candy, but she has to be by herself.
I think I'm going to go maybe to like, I'm running out of time.
What?
I think running out of time.
What are you saying?
Running out of time.
You can't understand
I think I'm going to go to a running out of
time. A boing and boing?
Halloween, Halloween.
Wait, what are you saying? You can understand what she's saying?
Yeah, say it again.
And they want to go to a party or something.
You don't know what she's saying?
A party or something?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Mike really gets me. We work together very closely. We are a BFF.
Back and forth.
But if you go to a party, are you going to dress up?
Yeah, I'm going to go as... My plan is... Sorry, the music takes over my body.
I get it, dude. That's what music does to me.
I was thinking I'm gonna go as this guy Freddy, not Krueger. This guy Freddy from Twin Peaks, the new Twin Peaks. He's very cool and badass. Spoiler alert coming. He wears this garden glove and is basically able to defeat this really evil being.
Because
with a garden glove.
Okay.
Because he was like sent to the spirit world and they said, the spirits were like, go to this convenience store and go get a glove and put it on your hand. And he put it on his hand and he couldn't take it off.
What?
And like then Michael it was Jackson? Meant to be so
this
later.
This sounds like a dream you had.
It's a dream he had. It's a great show. And then my boyfriend was thinking about going as the villain. It's not a couple's costume. We're just probably going to go together.
A couple's costume?
But he was going to go as the guy that like the glove guy defeats.
Oh, I thought Bob. You were going to be... He was going to be the glove, and he was going to look like a big hamburger helper guy.
Oh, my God. I should just go as the hamburger helper.
Wait, Candace.
I love hamburger
does
helper.
Does this mean that you're not doing a couple's outfit?
No. Fuck that. Good. I'm an individual woman. Just kidding. If you want to do couple's costume, that's cool, too. I just don't feel like it, and I just want to be like... I don't know. They're chasing me. I'm being chased down the hall.
Mike, do you know what you're doing for Halloween?
Yeah, waiting until the next day.
Do you do anything for Halloween? Do you like Halloween?
I used to go out and like party in Boston with my friends for Halloween. And once in a while, like me and Zoya will do something stupid and go have fun. But it's not, I don't know. I think it was more fun back in the day.
So...
This music's still playing, huh?
Well, we're still talking about Halloween, aren't we? Aren't we, love?
Didn't we?
But dude, I like my thing is I think, like, I don't know what I want to be, but I think I've got it. But I just don't know how I feel about it, and you're just gonna have to see. I don't want to tell you here.
Why don't you
write it on a piece of paper and then we react to it?
Okay.
And then we don't.
We won't say it.
Also, here's just the suggestion in case it doesn't work out. Why don't you not dress up and be an adult? And then if you go to like a party and they ask you what you are, you say, I'm an adult.
Okay,
not
I just wrote it.
Not my favorite
okay,
comment by Mike Falzone.
I think this is what I think I'm going to be.
I don't even know what that is. Oh, I do. It took me a second.
Okay.
Wait, hang on. I forgot to add one word in there.
Word I'd like to see it. Candace is asleep.
I figured that already.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I just forgot to add it.
It would have to
inside.
Be.
This is so secretive. You're going to have to buy $20 worth of coins to hear what the costume is.
You're going to have to buy $20 from us.
You're going to have to buy our Patreon buys and get your exclusive Patreon and exclusive Patreon boys subscribers. Only you're going to be able to see this thing that you... Four people care about.
Next on TMZ.
Dude, my favorite thing about you is you know what you want to do so bad, but you don't know what comes next.
Next on.
So when you start it, it's like, this is definitely what I want to do.
Or maybe I'm just censoring myself because the thing I was going to say was very inappropriate.
You guys are bumming me out, though, about this lack of Halloween stuff. Like, you guys are just... Well, because you're both like, I hang out. Well, just not
being at night. Okay, okay, I'm sorry. I'll dress up. I said I was going to dress up. I said I was going to wear that glove, and I said I'm going to go, and I said I'm going to go do
it. I just, like, you know, Halloween means a lot to me.
Well, it gives me anxiety.
I understand. Look, I understand it's not for everybody. It's not for everybody. Buddy.
Oh. I think also
oh god,
I don't think I've ever had a costume I like.
I know, I'm kind of in the same boat.
Really?
Yeah.
But you still like it, because I feel like that's what ruined it for me. Is like, I was like, ah, fuck, like there's not a costume I've enjoyed.
But it's not like you're given a costume. You make your own.
I know.
There are no good choices.
I'm always so
Don't you want something?
The
you
thing be is, that. There's always so much pressure to be funny. And if you're like a funny person, or if you're known as a jokester, it's like there's the pressure of having like a funny, you gotta be funny.
Yeah, dude. I can't go as a sexy Catwoman. They'll say, no, this you had to go as the joke Catwoman. You have to go as the Joker. I'm sorry.
I have two things to say pertaining to what you guys just said.
What did I
just say? I don't want to be Catwoman. I don't want to be Catwoman. I just want to make that clear as an analogy.
Listen to me. If you went to a party as something purposely not funny, like if you just went to like Lee's Halloween party as a gangster, and then people asked you what you were, expecting you to like say something really funny, you were just like, I'm a gangster. I got a gangster outfit. That would be fucking hilarious.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
for
if
sure.
You went as, I know you would never do it in a billion years, but if you went as like a sexy thing.
Oh, that'd be so
that
fun.
That would be fucking
hilarious.
It'd
be
hilarious. Yeah.
What if it wouldn't, and what if I change that day and then I'm different from then on out?
I wouldn't talk to you anymore, probably.
Fuck. Yes. So long. Good luck ever coming over to my house.
I'd be like, she used to be different. She used to be against all that stuff.
Now I'm Boob City.
Now she lives in Boob City. At the corner at Main Street.
Bree suggested that.
You're saying, I don't know what comes next. Okay.
I was going to see, now I get it, because I was going to say something inappropriate. They held back, and now we're all the same.
Bree suggested that I find a giant letter costume that looks like a big envelope and put like a fake stamp on it and an address, and I would be a straight white male.
Ugh. Who thought of that, Bree? Yeah, leave it down there. Oh, God. Yo, you should dress up like Cisco. Remember Cisco from the phone song?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But what about... just dye your hair, and then you can be a cis straight white male. Put a platinum wig on that, on the male.
What
the
about
letter.
What about a crow costume?
Yeah.
Dress like Cisco, and I'm a cis crow.
What's that?
Like a cisgender crow.
What's a crow?
A crow! A bird! Crow!
Why don't you just be a cis gangster?
I think you should just go as a bag of flour.
How do you always have a thing in your hand? Can never see what he grabs at.
Whatever. All right. Well, guys, Candace, I'm
so... A bag of flour, a bag of sugar.
I'm
a
really
bag
excited.
Of powdered sugar.
That you're here, because this is going to be a great thing for you to experience with us.
You ever hear a phone conversation before?
No.
Hello?
Hi, is this Robert Fee?
Yes.
Hi, Rob. How are you?
Good, you?
Oh, goodness, Rob. Your voice
sounds
wonderful.
It sounds different.
Thank you.
He's dropping in every other word.
Rob, is that what happens when you do helium?
Yes.
Is that the old woman from the Night Call episode of Twilight Zone?
Rob, what's up? You're on Dynamic Banter with Mike Falzone and Candace Carrizales.
Yay!
Hi.
So what we're doing right now is we're on the Backyard Chickens forum, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to read off three different topics from the Backyard Chickens forum, and Rob, you're going to pick which topic we choose to talk about, and then we're going to talk about that. I'm going to read that to you, and we're going to talk about it. Rob, how does that sound?
Hi, Candace.
Hi. We finished, like, introductions a while ago.
Is that true, Rob?
Yeah.
All right. Well, here we go. I'm going to read. Here goes. I'm going to read off three topics, Rob, and then you're going to pick the topic. And then as soon as you pick the topic, I'm going to read that, and you're the one picking it. Okay, Rob?
We've done this so many times.
Just in case we've got new listeners.
Hey, all right. Hey, Candace.
All right. Here's the first one.
Is this Mike Charles now?
Cockatoo bite advice.
Hey, Mike.
Just keep going with the question.
Cockatoo bite advice.
Okay.
My chicken is walking funny.
Wait.
My
chicken. I got some questions for that, but okay.
Well, so do I, but we can't get into it unless you pick it.
Well, I didn't ask for attitude, but you can give me the third one if you want.
Here comes the third one, if you're ready.
Yeah. Hey, Candace, I'm ready.
Are you getting paid to be on this?
Okay, here
See,
we go.
What's the third one?
Here we go. The third topic is... What attacked my coop?
Oh, I don't like that. I don't like that. Rob, don't pick the third one, please.
No, that's well, but here's the thing, Mike.
Rob.
It's October. It's the spooky month.
That's true. It is spooky.
Yeah, but nothing spookier than real life.
Like a mystery.
Oh, no. What about cockatoo? What about spooky cockatoo bites? Fuck.
As a good friend, I'm going to defer from that one.
Hey, Rob, are you still there?
Candace.
Yeah, Candace is here, Rob.
I would like to know why that chicken's walking funny.
I've also got I need prayers for my bunny. I've got prayers for my bunny.
Bunny. What's that?
What are you playing? What do you got a yak back over there? What's going on? You got to turn down your radio, Rob.
What are you talking about? There's nothing happening here. This isn't a bit. I promise it's silent.
What about something got my chicken? The one that's walking funny? Help my chicken. Chicken. So you want...
Candace is on the floor.
The event horizon. Like, why does it sound like so many horrible things?
Okay, so you want my chicken is walking funny.
More than anything, I want my wife to go back to the way it was.
Rob, thank you so much for participating in this episode of Dynamic Banter. And don't forget, this is the segment where you pick the topic from backyardchickens.com. We'll read you three different forum posts, and you pick the topic that you would like us to read on the podcast, and then Mike and I read it.
Brought to you by storyblocks.com.
Talk to you later, Candace.
That was Rob Fee.
All right, so Rob picked My Chicken Is Walking Funny, Gina Dean, who just hatched today at 4:30 p.m.
He just texted you, I hated that.
Says, about a week ago, one of my chicks, born 8/22, started walking as if the ground is on fire.
Oh, no.
She appears to be walking on her own feet. She uses her wings to run.
Oh, baby.
But often and most always lying down. She eats and drinks, and I hold her and pet her, but I do not know if she has a birth defect we wouldn't notice when she was very small. Or she injured herself, just do not know. My flock lives in a large chicken pen with a roof and a lot of room and playthings.
Have you checked to see if the ground was actually on fire?
That's a great question.
I was going to say, is it actually a grill?
Or is the ground lava?
Is your chicken on a grill?
Are the children there playing the ground is lava?
Yeah, and the chicken's just better at it.
I let them out a few times a day while I watch them, never out of my sight. I'm concerned. Mike, any initial thoughts?
Yeah, that was my only one about the fire.
Okay. Candace?
Yeah, mine was the grill joke, which ties into the fire one.
Okay, good.
So we were both kind of riffing and then hoping that maybe you would join in.
Jessica Thompson, who's chilling with my peeps, says, you should definitely take her to the vet and see what they can do. Whatever you do, don't let them kill her.
What the fuck? Is that an option?
Maybe
does
they,
the vet just kill maybe your pet if it
well,
doesn't
maybe,
like it?
Maybe chickens, because chickens are
chicken
food.
Your chicken is walking really weird, so we're going to have to kill it.
Yeah, it seems
we're
going
to have to kill it.
Seems as though your chicken has a bit
we're
of a
we're
going
to have to send it to the butcher.
Excuse me, your chicken's not doing so well. Let me call someone and find out what we can do. Yeah, hi, is this the Colonel? You said you have 8 spices ready.
Oh.
Oh, 11. I'm sorry, 11.
Oh, no. So your chicken is walking a bit funny, and I am sorry to hear that, but I did, during the examination, drop it into a giant vat of buffalo sauce.
After it had been in the oven for about 20.
So now I think everything's going to work out for everybody.
I do see that your chicken's walking funny. It is true. I can see that from monitoring it here. Have you tried killing it?
Because I tried, and it worked.
Gina Dean, who just hatched, said she appears to be too healthy for that. I would never kill any of my chicks unless there was no other choice. I'm going to keep babying her for now.
Ooh, why don't they do have that. Another choice? Is what I want to know.
When does it get to that point?
Well, Excessive, the true BYC addict, who's a premium member, a BYC friend, BYC spirit, and a BYC educator with over 29,000 points and 4,185 likes and 521 awards. Says, can you start some chick vitamins that have riboflavin included on the label? Poultry cell is good, but not NutriDrench.
How do you get points?
Can you possibly post a picture or two of her standing still? Does she hold one leg out to the side, or are her legs crossing each other? This is good. These are great points. And how are the toes pointed? Leg bone deformities such as varus or valgus deformity are common in poultry, as well as a slipped tendon.
This guy has a lot of points for a reason.
He's a BYC educator.
You're right, Candace. It is terrible.
And that's it. That was the last post, guys.
Great.
So that's it. That's all we'll ever know about that.
This has been...
Really quick, if you guys are all right with this, I actually clicked out of it, so let me get back.
Oh, good.
Sorry. Here we go. Really quick, I want to take a second to talk about one of our sponsors, Me Undies. Me Undies makes me feel good.
Did
Undies...
you hire this band?
Yeah, I did. They've been here for 3 hours.
Is that what they've been?
You guys are doing great. I love live music.
Me Undies makes feel good undies your butt will be proud to wear. They'll be the most comfortable pair of underwear you'll ever put on your ass, and check it out yourself.
Are they there the whole time?
Go to meundies.com/banter They've got tons of styles and patterns to choose from. This is Chicken Big for both men and ladies. Me Undies will have the perfect fit for any personality. The Me Undies feeling is unmatched because they use naturally soft fabric that is 3 times softer than cotton. For limited time only, check out Me Undies' first ever glow-in-the-dark print! Lights out. Why not update your underwear drawer and glow at the same time? And if underwear isn't your thing, MeUndies also makes the softest socks in the world. Glow in the dark print! Share a story about your own MeUndies. Talk about the features you love the most. Well, I love how comfortable they are. I wore them in New York City, and I'll tell you what, those are city undies. If you're going to walk around the city, ooh, baby, you're going to want to know what that's worth with. So get 20% off the best and softest underwear and socks you'll ever own. And how about this? Free shipping and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. So go to MeUndies.com/banter. That's MeUndies.com/banter. Blue Apron. A better way to... Candace, how are you?
Candace Carrizales is here today.
Candace Carrizales is here!
Thank you.
Tell us.
I heard you got a new dog. You want to talk?
What?
Well, I want to hear a little bit about the last job that you had since. Okay, hold on, Candace. Maybe just tell us a little bit about your boyfriend. What's he up to these days? Ooh, I heard you were in New York recently. What did you do? I heard you, did you see three shows? You said you saw three shows.
You said
my dad did leave when I was 12. Yes, it's true. It was. Yeah, it's okay now. So I'm good. Yeah, I'm feeling good. Is that what you asked? Was that the question?
Definitely not.
Oh,
I think I asked that at some point.
Candace, you did just come back from New York, though.
Oh, yeah, about 6 months ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And where was that? I didn't catch the name of that, trip.
New York?
New York.
In the state of New York?
That I recognize. Yeah.
It's more like a state of mind.
A New York state of mind.
Ooh, that should be on a t-shirt. I saw a Trump candy bar in New York. Went into a gift shop, and there was a Trump candy bar there.
That's the least interesting way to get diabetes.
That was good.
Thank you.
It's good. You should do stand-up comedy.
Well, I've invited you to come. Me and Candace have a show this weekend on the 21st. Open space kit.
I'm sorry. Is it the end of the show? Because that's when we talk about what we're up to.
Well, you brought it up, next. And then I was just my our guest has a stand-up show.
Yeah, a lot of times sometimes I go to the Grove and walk around. Sometimes I go to the Americana and walk around. Uh-huh. Sometimes I go to the Glendale Galleria.
Do you like the Grove?
No.
I don't like the Grove anymore. I don't know why I liked it.
Well, you know, yeah, it's good to walk around for about 10 minutes like, and then I want to leave.
Yeah. Isn't that funny?
Their parking validation doesn't work anymore.
I didn't know that.
The I don't know. I tried to validate and it didn't work, and they made me pay like $3 for being there. And I'm like, I didn't even want to be here.
I feel like the Grove is like City Walk. Like once you go there, you're like, I love City Walk too. But like once you're like, I would obviously
fuck City Walk.
I would rather go to City Walk than the Grove. But like once I'm at City Walk for an hour, and I'm like, why did we come here?
I've only been to City Walk once. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Like, City Walk has a lot of shit. There's a movie theater there. There's mm-hmm. a Voodoo Donuts. Mm-hmm. They've got a cool comic book shop. Mm-hmm. There's a giant Hot Topic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm more of a Hollywood and Highland Mall kind of, because there's a Hot Topic there.
There is a Hot Topic there.
And there's David Buster's. Restrooms there. Which I always use if I'm walking around that area.
Do you ever go to that club that's like for 18-year-olds? Have you ever been in there?
No. What is that?
Do you know about this place?
No, but I was going to say that there's a mall in the Sherman Oaks area, Westfield Shopping Center, that I like going to because there's a Hot Topic there.
Oh, is there really?
Yeah.
Wait, where? There's a Hot Topic around here?
Yeah, and if you go to the mall, the Westfield Bullshit. Shopping
I don't
mall.
Believe you. Oh, you're talking about the one way, way, way. The one that used to be by The Office.
The Office, the show?
That one.
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
You're talking about the Westfield Topanga.
Topanga and Corey.
Topanga.
Yeah.
Topanga and Corey.
Yeah. On the corner of Topanga and Corey. Where those two streets meet world.
I don't.
Story blocks.
Right.
The rig is up.
Be quiet. Shh, we're in the middle of something. Oh my gosh, we're in the middle of something.
Oh, and I've had enough. In case you were wondering.
That's your first warning.
I've had just about enough.
We have to start the whole thing over now.
I forgot what I was talking about.
The mall. We don't like it. Mostly.
But I just feel like City Walk has a lot of great stuff, but fuck that Grove.
I like the part of the Grove that's under, it's like half covered and it's like all food. Do you like that part?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Too expensive.
But that's the thing. It's like, yeah, it's too expensive and it's like everything there is too expensive.
Yeah, I think they really need a club to revive them.
That's what I was going to talk about. The 18-year-old thing. Okay, so when I used to live with Darren and Will and Sam, mm-hmm. for some reason, who wasn't 21 yet?
Probably
maybe
Will?
It must have been Will.
Yeah.
So we would go to that fucking... Sometimes we would go to like Booty LA. You guys ever been to Booty LA?
That's where
no.
you dance with
Booty
glow
LA
sticks.
Is great.
You have to be 21, dude.
Well, you're 21.
I'm not allowed to go still.
Because you...
She got kicked out that time.
You haven't been to Booty LA though? You would
no,
love
No, I was
it.
Gonna go with you last weekend, but then
oh,
I
yeah.
didn't hit you up.
Wait, we were supposed to go with a bunch of people. Were you going to go?
Did you go?
No, but we were supposed to go because Bree was sick. She broke up the whole band.
Well, I didn't even get a call. So, I mean, you guys are more.
I didn't
than
get
I
a call or anything.
Well, I didn't even know just, you were involved in that.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. I really just went to go hang out with Rob. But I didn't go.
That explains that.
So that's why Rob and I were, you know, the phone.
Oh, okay. So there it is.
Yeah.
Established bit.
So that's what that bit was.
Yeah, we didn't talk about it, though.
There's so many layers to this now.
Yeah, there's a lot of mysterious things.
So you were gonna go to Booty LA with all of us.
I was supposed to go with you, Bree,
Rob,
whoever else,
Whitney,
Jesse. Okay, so this is the thing. The other day when I saw Bree, I was like, "We should go dancing." She's like, "Oh my god, I'm going to Booty LA."
Oh, that's what it was.
Then.
Yeah.
I saw Whitney and Jesse the other day, and I was like, oh my God, we should go dancing. And they were like, but that was like the other day. And we were like, okay, let's go. But okay. That wasn't last weekend. So I keep telling people I want to go dancing, and then I don't.
Well, here's the thing. We're going to go dancing. Mike, would you like to go dancing?
No.
Okay, so Candace, we're going to take a group of people, and we're going to go dancing at Baby
LA. I don't think I want to.
Great, we're going to go and have a good time.
I was really, you know, like, sometimes I'm like in the mood. I'm like, yeah, I really want to go dancing. I want to socialize.
Well, you know what? If we waited for that, we would just never go. So here's what we're going to do.
Okay.
We're going to go sometime. We'll just pick a date and we'll go and it'll be great. We'll
so
dance.
So do people wear assless chaps at Booty LA? Is
no,
that
it's
why
literally
it's
just
that?
A place where people dance and the music they
so
play is
So your butt is
great.
Not allowed to be out or
you can have
it?
Your butt out if you
so
want.
So I can cut holes in my pants.
Sure. But Booty LA is great. We always have fun when we go. But for so we would go to that
thing.
Where
you guys have never invited me to go.
It's been a long time since we've gone, though.
Zoya will go with you guys.
Okay. Why won't you go? You don't like dancing?
I don't feel I'm busy.
We can just stand in the corner.
Yeah, but we could stand in the corner any place.
No, but that place is loud, so I don't have to hear you talk.
Well, we could stand in the corner of any place and not talk.
But I want to talk.
Yeah, but I don't want to go to that place. So could we meet in the middle of the street?
At the pizza parlor.
Pizza place.
Oh, sorry.
So
you
got
to turn the music off or I'll just keep singing.
This is what I was going to say, though. So Darren and Will and Sam and I went to this fucking club that was like 18. You could the cutoff age. So like you...
18 Club. To walk, 21
It's like 18.
Where is it?
18 and up.
It's on in the Hollywood Highland Mall?
Yeah.
I thought that was 21 plus. I would have been going there every
the
night.
The one that you take an escalator up Omnia? To go to? The yeah, that's the one.
I thought that was 21 plus.
No, it's 18. 18 plus.
I thought it was 21 plus. You know what? I've got kicked out of that Dave and Buster's with you.
Oh, yeah, because there was that fucking curfew
They're like, thing. He's like, it gets really rowdy at night. I'm like, oh, I walk at Hollywood alone at night. Like, I'm fine, you know? Anyway, bouncer is just trying to keep young people safe. It's like I'm just trying to have a good time.
Well, now you'll never be kicked out of a Dave and Buster's again.
Now that I'm 21, I think I want to be a bouncer.
Yeah, you absolutely should. You'd be the funniest bouncer. That'd be great.
You'd be like, hey guys, what's up? Let me see your ID.
But think about going, Mike, think about being like a 34, 33 year old man yeah. in a club for 18 and up.
Uh-huh.
Like that, it was a fucking nightmare. They all had fun, but it was a fucking nightmare for me because it's just like a bunch of fucking 18-year-olds.
Yeah, no, it's a different.
It was a nightmare.
Is my microphone on?
I've only been.
Did you guys hear me?
A bit.
Did you turn?
Oh, we turned.
No,
you
I
down.
Just won't say. I think I'm the other one. No, that's not the.
Daddy.
I think I'm that one.
Yeah. So I went. I've only been to one club. One love. And thank you.
One love.
And it was the Rage Club in West Hollywood, gay club. It was fun, but I was like, I don't know if I'm a club girl.
Yeah. I'm not a club boy, but like it's fun to dance sometimes.
I just want to go. You know, I've never been. I'd love to go with some friends.
I like going with friends to dance.
Maybe have a few Bloody Marys beforehand and really just get down.
Yeah, drink
like.
I don't
think you can order a Bloody Mary after 9 a.m.
Just drink like.
Oh, I drink Bloody Marys whenever I goddamn please.
Do they even make Bloody Marys after 9 a.m. in the morning?
Yeah, you can get Bloody Marys anywhere.
Is that true?
Yes.
All
right. I go to the bar and go Bloody Mary, and they go, "Yes, bitch, you're our Bloody Mary queen."
And they're like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa!" They're like, "Hold on,
until tomorrow morning."
They're like,
"Hold on, we have to make the mix fresh."
They're like, "Ma'am, we understand you want
the tomatoes.
We understand you want a Bloody Mary, but if you say it a third time, there's gonna be a problem here."
Hi, can I like totally have a Bloody Mary?
Did you ever do that?
You ever had a giant glass of tomato juice
yeah,
and then also
juice.
Booze and then danced.
I like tomatoes.
That sounds like, it's like a garbage time.
I'm like, sounds it's like good. Barf. Well, I think the reason I love Bloody Mary so much, and I haven't had one in a couple weeks, so I just want to make that, you know, clear.
So you're but not an alcoholic.
I haven't had a Bloody Mary in a lot of weeks. But the reason I like it so much, I think, is because I really love soup. And it's like,
oh,
ooh,
like
if you're like
soup.
A little hungry, you're
alcoholic
like, ooh,
soup.
This is like a nice little... I think they should just serve them in bowls at restaurants like gazpacho, but it gets you drunk.
So you want like a drunken soup.
Yeah, I want clam chowder with...
Vodka.
Vodka in it.
Yeah. Chunky Campbell's with some rum. I was just adding to the conversation.
Sure. Yeah, I just think
or what you guys
vodka
said instead.
Would be, you know, vodka would be the better choice. You know, now that I'm 21, I really know a lot about the alcohol, and I really know about drinks, and I really know about that too, you know?
Do you like gazpacho? You like cold soup?
No, fuck gazpacho.
Yeah. Do you like menudo?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Man. No.
You like menudo? Pozole?
Pozole.
You like pozole. So you're not...
I don't think I've had...
Menudo?
Menudo.
Menudo?
Menudo?
Menudo escate.
Maria Menudo?
Pozole.
Menudo
pozole.
Has tripas?
Pozole.
Tripas.
Yeah, I've been like really craving a good like pozole. Lele.
Pozole.
Pozole.
You order a pozole, you're going to get a cookie in a pizza tin. We will
rock you.
If I was a little lamb, I would drink all of the sand in the lammy, lammy, lamb in the end of time.
Mike, remember when I said by the next episode of Dynamic Banter I would have History Roads ready to go?
Yes.
Well, I don't again.
Are you still locked out of the...
Seriously, I'm still locked out. Candace,
do you have a story from your childhood?
Oh, yeah. Do you have a story from your childhood?
That's maybe a humorous story or something. Like, okay,
You go,
Steve.
Well, I think the way you were about to say it was like, go ahead and come up with a story and make it funny.
No, I wasn't going to say any of that.
The way I'm about to say it is like, do you actually have a story from your life that is like kind of crazy, kind of funny?
What does it mean about our friendship that you totally misconstrued what I was thinking? Because I wasn't thinking that at all. And we're on completely different pages in different books. In different libraries.
I think we're in the same book. We're just on different pages.
Yeah, which story do you want me to tell?
Well, what's a story you haven't told of something that happened in your life? Like maybe when you
make
were a kid.
Make one up and make it funny.
What if like, did something happen to you when you were a kid that you
probably
haven't talked about?
Probably.
You can't think of it? Well,
do you
maybe
have any
you
stories
think,
you go back to in your mind as a kid where you were like, that was cool. I was really happy at that.
Did you ever have any stories you came up with as a kid that were funny jokes?
And you made them up and they were funny.
Made them up when you were a kid.
Or true ones.
Maybe you could think of it after this.
Okay.
History. History.
He's all shoulders, that boy.
I think I have a couple little tidbits.
Okay, this History Road comes straight to us from Candace Carrizales. These
are just a couple. Oh, sorry, I cut you off. I'm good at that. I'm good at interrupting.
Is your guitar in tune, Steve?
Yeah. It should be.
These are things I don't remember all of these. My mom told me about this when I was just a couple years old. Mm-hmm. I pulled out all the drawers of a dresser, and it fell on me, and she found me under a dresser when I was a kid. That's a good one. Yeah. She just found me under it. I was like, oh, Mom, I'm stuck on her ear.
Yeah, tell us that one.
No, that's the story.
Oh, and I thought you were just summing it up.
And then, no. And then another time she just found me laying on the floor, and I had stuck my finger in a light socket. So I'm still alive, so that's really cool. So don't leave your kids by light sockets. What else was I thinking? I was thinking about the time. I was thinking about, I don't know, try to think of like, what's like a genre of story from a kid's dating?
Like a made up and funny one.
Dating?
Dating?
Yeah, tell us a
funny one.
No, tell us a real one from when you were dating.
It has to be real.
Okay. I was thinking about this on the way into my car, but I don't think it's not funny, but it's not good.
Doesn't have to be funny.
There's no pressure to
you guys,
be funny.
You guys, I literally don't have any stories. I don't know my memory.
It doesn't have to be funny.
You guys should have told me like 6 days ago that I needed to bring a story, and then I could have written a really good one.
So you're trying to be an actress, right? So yeah. Just put yourself in a place where maybe we told you this 6 days ago.
Okay.
And act like we did.
You seem really not good at on-the-spot surprises. Keep going. Play the song. Went downtown for a nice stroll, and we sat in a park, Goodale Park, a big nice park downtown.
smells like urine and it's downtown, so you can imagine what else. Maybe there's human shit in the grass there. And a nice fountain filled with piss as well. Okay. So I thought we were gonna, you know, I've never been kissed before. And we don't kiss. We get up and leave. We drive in his van to a different park. This is a true story.
How old were you?
14. And so I go to this other park, and he's like, hey, I got a scary story to tell you. There's this guy that hides in the trees and kills people. He says this while we're at the park. And I go, oh, why are we here then? And then he leans in for a kiss. And I had my very first kiss. And I fucking hated it. It was very slobby. There was a lot of tongue involved. It wasn't the sweet, nice peck that you see in the movies. It was like a donkey was sucking on my mouth.
How old was he?
16. I must have been 15 then. He was 16. I was 15. I lied about being 14.
He was 16.
I was 15.
He was 16.
He was 40. Just kidding. it wasn't good, and then that was it. That's the story.
60. He was 60.
We didn't date after that. The end.
Wow, wonderful.
Thank you. It wasn't a great story. I really had to think on the spot.
No, but that was a perfect podcast. It was a perfect history road.
Great.
That's
great,
exactly great. What History Road is.
Great.
Well, fuck. This has been a great episode, Candace. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
We have to have you back. Mike, thank you for coming.
Mike, thank you so much for being here. I don't think I could have done this alone with Steve. I don't know if I could have survived
it. It started a little creepy, but I just want to say, you know, I think I speak for all of us when I say, hello, Candace.
Hi, Rob. I've never met him before.
Really?
Just kidding. I met him once.
Oh,
he's
okay.
Fine.
Candace, what are you up to? What do you want to plug?
You guys, I'd just like to plug my Twitter. Candace sucks. My mom gave me a hard time about that Twitter handle the other day. You know, I make videos on my YouTube channel sometimes. A lot of people would say every 6 months. I'd say that's pretty accurate. You know, I mean, just follow me on Twitter. Look out for what I'm, you know, what I might appear in. I might appear in something. You can check me out on E! News. You can check me out on the Musical.ly app for a show called Crush for E! News. It's called Crush. Just type in E! News in the search bar and you'll see the show. I talk about celebs. It's fun. It's a good time. And they put makeup on me and I look like a cool Barbie and I like it.
That's fun.
I'm trying to think what else I do.
How long you been doing the Musical.ly thing?
I've been doing the Musical.ly thing for a couple months. Mm-hmm. I've been doing it. So there's quite a few episodes out. And it's really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good. They treat you good down there. It's a
they
good
treat
place.
Me good down there. They're doing my hair and makeup.
Oh,
it's
shiz.
Fun.
How often are you there?
Like once or twice a month.
Fun.
Yeah, it's good. You can check me out on. You can check me out at Mike's show. I'm often on Mike's stand up show.
21st of this month.
Mm-hmm.
The Open Space Cafe on Fairfax, if you're in the Los Angeles area or anywhere in the state.
Woohoo! Yeah, I really think that's it. I'm trying to think of other stuff.
Deep. Where can they find you?
October 29th at 10:30 a.m. at the Los Angeles Convention Center. You can attend Stan Lee's Comic-Con and see the EZU Extended Zaragoza Universe panel featuring Mike Falzone, Owen Carter, Brett Register, and Mackenzie Stith, where I'll be premiering Torty Cloud, the new show I'm working on that's truly bonkers, that Owen's put a lot of heart and soul into, and it looks amazing because of Owen. It's a great-looking show. And Mike and I are going to be doing a little dynamic banter. We're going to talk about dynamic banter.
We're going to be doing a lot of stuff.
We're going to be...
Those new pins came out.
That's right. We're going to be selling pins at the booth.
We'll be selling my book. I wrote a new book.
Yeah. You're going to be signing that book?
I'll have somebody else sign it if I get tired.
We'll also have the E.T. in a dress.
You're going to bring it?
I'm bringing E.T. and she is going to be there and you will be able to take your photo with E.T. in a dress.
You could take E.T. if you want.
Don't do that.
You can just walk right away with her. You have my full permission.
Also, I'm going to look into it, but I might have these available. Go ahead, Mike. Go ahead, take a look.
And they will be there. Can I have this one?
No, it's the first one.
This is the prototype.
I'll give you one, though.
This looks like what Trust looks like as a pin. This is like if somebody took a picture of Trust.
Yeah, I finally have.
And then somebody went ahead and destroyed that Trust.
Check this out, Candace.
Yeah, it's fucking hot.
This is it. I finally got the Mario Man pin. And it looks absolutely wonderful. I can't wait for you guys to get it.
It looks awesome. It looks great. And I'm just so excited for the future of the pin company and the pin culture.
Do you want one of these?
I'm excited for pin culture. Pin culture coming up hot. Pin culture. Steve out here. You know, I'll say it first and I'll be the first one to say it out here, okay? Steve Zergos has changed pin culture, motherfuckers.
This has been History Road. I gotta go. This has been really nice.
'Gum podcast.